Hello children, hello young people. You are welcome to another edition of Generation 419, right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. And today is the 21st November, and today happens to be the birthday of my bishop, Bishop Eric Kobina Asare, in the Soutum Cathedral, Nakazu Assembly Soutum Cathedral. Bishop, God bless you so much for being my pastor all these years. May God elevate you. May God grant you more lives. And wherever you are, if you are in and around Soutum, I'm sure tomorrow there will be some cake flowing and things. So I think that you should make your way right into the cathedral. And then we are going to have a fantastic time in the presence of the Lord with the bishop. So Bishop Eric Kobina Asare, on behalf of the Soutum Church, we are saying God bless you so much. And may God elevate you. May God anoint you more for the work that is ahead. And to every listener who have been listening, to every young person who have been listening, I want to say that God bless you for listening, for tuning in, and your life is never going to be the same. So call a friend to tell a friend that it is time for Generation 419, and that we have to come and listen to the word of God and to also listen to wisdom. I am the first and not the last. So pick your Bible, pick your notebook, and we are going straight into the word of God. This morning, I have two of my friends, very good friends, and they've been with me for years. They will introduce themselves, and they also pastor young people. So we are in the same work, and then they understand what we are going to discuss. So this morning, I believe that you are going to have a double portion of what have been happening every Saturday. I mean, they are very anointed, very intelligent, and they are going to help us to understand so many things, especially as election is approaching. We are 2 weeks into election, and a lot of things are happening. We want to discuss something very important that will help us. Osofo, you are welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Ike.
Please, want to know your name and where your church is.
Okay, my name is Peter Arthur, and I'm from the QFC Mandela branch.
So this is Pastor Peter from Kodesh Family Church, Mandela. Auntie.
Good morning, Pastor Ike.
Good morning.
Please, my name is...
Your good morning is to our listeners.
So, okay.
So we greeted ourselves already. So all the right. Good morning is to the children and all our friends who are listening to us.
Okay, so good morning, Pastor Ike, and everybody listening to us.
Good morning.
My name is Hannah Stewart, say from the Anakazo Assemblies, Abeka Cathedral.
Okay. Alright, so we have Auntie Hannah from Abeka Cathedral. Where is Abeka?
Abeka is at Tabora Junction.
Tabora Junction, yes, Abeka. So you are from the Anakazo Assemblies.
Yes, please.
Abeka. Yes, and you are from
QFC Mandela.
QFC. If you say QFC, many people don't know QFC.
Okay, QFC is Kodesh Family Church, Ghana.
Kodesh Family Church, Ghana.
Yes.
Okay, do we have Kodesh Family Church, something else?
Yes, Kodesh Family Church, USA.
Okay.
Yes, so we are from Kodesh Family Church, Ghana.
Okay. Alright. So it's a blessing to have Pastor Peter from Kodesh Family Church, Ghana, in Mandela, a branch in Mandela, and then Auntie Hannah also from the Anakazo Assemblies in Abeka.
Emmanuel Cathedral.
Hey, then my name. So by the grace of God, and gradually we are approaching the end of the year, and I'm looking forward to Christmas, because for Christmas all of us children will have to enjoy, in spite of the COVID-19 and all that, we still have to enjoy. Then we also have 2 weeks away from elections. If you are in Ghana and you know what is happening, we've all been watching televisions and all that. Elections is one of the things that we are hearing in the air. And this morning, I want my friends to help us to understand young people and politics. Okay, we don't want to assume that we are not involved in politics. We do. Okay, young people, we do. Especially when it's time for political campaigns and all that. And this year, guys, this year, I think that the campaigns going on, a lot of children are being used. A lot of the adverts, you see children in it. When there's this political campaign, you see children in it wearing t-shirts. And these aspirants, they know that these children don't have votes. They don't even have voters' ID card. But I also don't understand why they involve them in politics. So we want to explain these things to our children for them to understand the do's and then don'ts, where they must go, where they must not go, what they must do, what they must not do as election is approaching. And I think it's a very important topic that every child must listen and get something from it, because everywhere when we listen to the news, when we look at the adverts that are coming, either they take children to dance, children to talk, children to say this, children to say that, and I believe it's not healthy. I believe it's not proper, and I think the Constitution of Ghana also frowns on that, for children, people below the age of 18 to be used in these political things. Okay, so this is what we want you to understand, children. Okay, so this is where our discussion is going to mainly be based on, and we'll be putting in scriptures here and there for you to see the biblical basis of the whole thing. So call a friend to tell a friend to actually join in the discussion, and I think that by the time we are ending it will be, I mean, a good discussion. Hannah, is it healthy for children? I'm using the word children because this program is for children. Is it healthy for our children to be involved in politics?
No, I think it's when we look at, even as citizens of Ghana, we are not allowed to make children to vote.
Okay.
And I think that this is because at this stage in their life, we believe that they don't even know the right decisions to make.
Okay.
If a child is not allowed to open a bank account, like when we are below 18 years, I don't see why a child should be able to vote too.
Okay.
So it is very bad for children to be involved in political activities.
I think it's not just the opening of the account. There are many things you cannot do until you are 18. You can't marry.
You can't
drive.
And even you can't be in police custody.
Yes.
Like you can't go to jail and all that when you are not 18 years.
Yes.
There's a different place you can go to.
Mm-hmm.
But like you can't be in sales or counterback or anything when you are below 18 years.
Charlie, you are into the law, pal. You are into the law. Pastor Peter, is it healthy? Maybe you want to say something different from what Auntie Hannah said, but looking at our children involved in politics, I'm using the word involved because they put them inside. Do you see? You see them sharing t-shirt for them, playing brass band early Sunday morning or Saturday morning, and noise and all, and they are part of it. Is it healthy for the children to be involved in politics?
It's a big no for children to be involved in politics.
Mm-hmm.
Like what Hannah said, in our constitution, if you are 18 years, that's when you are allowed to even exercise your franchise.
Okay.
And any child below 18 years is seen as a minor in our constitution.
Okay.
And even to the fact that I'm using this word because when a man sleeps with a girl below 18, it's called defilement.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the child allowed the man to sleep with her, the fact that she's below 18 years,
okay,
the law says that she's a minor and she doesn't know what she's doing.
Okay.
But she might be 17.5 years. But since it's by law, they will tell you that you defiled the child and she's a minor. So the same way, I don't encourage politicians to use children and involve them in their political campaign. I've been seeing things on television.
You also see it.
Yes, I see it. Yeah. I don't want to mention the political party name. The
no, yeah, said, they all do it. Yes, it's not one political party.
He said he wants to be the president. And there was a story about a young boy who wants to aspire to be a president. And but I mean, yes, it was an advert, but to use a child is very some way. So I would never encourage that. If you're a child or if you're a parent, I believe parents are listening to us. If you're a parent, you encourage your child to be involved in political campaigns. I will never encourage that.
Auntie Anna, so let me even pick up from where he ended. He was talking about the fact that parents and all that. What makes parents give
their children?
Do they even give their children out? Because I don't know, but
Pastor Ike, even in at our workplaces and everything, we have a target that we work with.
Okay.
So, like, these politicians who are aspiring to be presidents and all that, children are not their target market.
At all.
So, I don't see why children should come into the picture at all. Because, if anything, no matter how many times the child go, the child under no circumstance should be able to vote for you. So, why do you utilize somebody that at the end of the day, work done, vote, it won't be worthwhile?
I feel that, you know, the scripture says that the majesty of a king lies in the multitude of the followers. So these people, they don't care. It's about
the
people,
the crowd.
Hey, nipa baye 2 million baye. Do you see? So they don't even care who and who make up the 2 million. Do you see? So if it is scratch KG children, and they can wear the shirt, and they can be part of the 2 million. I think they have
that
achieved their
all
aim. And so, that is where the deception comes from.
Okay.
Do you see? So, at the end of the day, maybe the voting has been done, they counted, then the person didn't win. Then to be like, but we did the campaign, the people they came.
Yes.
Nipabe 2 million. So, when you are talking about Nipabe 2 million, you should also ask yourself that who make up the 2 million? Which people can vote that they are part of the 2 million? So back to the question, why do parents actually willingly, freely?
Oh yes, Pastor Ike. Somebody is there that he just wants his or her child to be on TV to do an advert.
Are they paid?
Yes, I should think so.
The people who do the advert, they are paid.
I should think, Pastor Ike, the people who, even the adults who follow these political parties, they get something.
Wow.
So if I'm giving my child out, like, if like I'm a commercial, it's for a commercial basis.
Okay.
There's some money that will come to me as the parent.
Mm-hmm.
So even if this is not commercial and it's you becoming the president of a whole Ghana, I think there's some sort of money that they'll give to the parent.
Recently, I heard a story. You know, when during campaigns and all that, you know, these people who hold the placards and write the things. So somebody was telling me that those people, by day, if they hold that thing, is 200 Ghana cedis. So I'm sure a house that Charlie, things are not well.
Yes, you can Adra, just
nako pejabako. So the child just go to hold
The placards.
Yeah, the placards, and then at the end of the day, she comes home with 200 cedis.
Because at least this 200 cedis is more than by deal.
Yeah, and can, by 200 day can do a lot of things. It can buy ECG, it can buy, it can fill a gas, it can buy water, it can pay water.
I mean, it can prepare her bank for the weekend.
Pastor Peter, yes, tell us something. Why do you think parents give their children out?
Yes, some parents give their parents out because of
maybe for the love of the party.
Yes, their affiliation to the party.
Yeah.
And I mean, you could see a parent maybe going for a political rally.
Okay.
I mean, he or she is dressed in his political regalia.
Okay.
Then you see five-year-old child.
Understand regalia.
The dress that they wear.
Political colors.
Colors. Yeah. I mean, the red, the green, the white. I hope you know the colors.
I think almost all the political parties, there's this red.
Yes, they have distinct colors.
If the political party doesn't have red, it's not a serious party.
Maybe the red means maybe seriousness. So, at least the red should have, well, here, doa.
Yeah.
So, and you see them that they are dressed, I mean, with the party colors. Mm. Now you see that a small child following the mother to political rally, then also dress the child in the same way.
Okay.
And even taking the child to such a place,
okay,
is not even advisable. It's not healthy for the child. But you see, parents, I'm going and you dress the child like that. So parents, some parents, I would say that they actually involved them, their kids, to be in politics.
Okay.
And yes, the person might be 17 years, but based on the constitution, he's not allowed. And you see that some parents actually force them to even go and do voters ID card.
Even when they are not up to.
Yeah, intentionally they do that. Okay. I mean, they have to forge their birth certificates and the rest. Because, yes, that's what they do, because we need the people to vote for us.
Wow.
Pastor Ike, I want to add this. You see, even in Ghana, among your friends, when you're talking to them, you realize that 80% of your friends are not following a certain political party because of the manifesto they brought out. But because my grandmother followed this party, my mother is also a part of this party, and growing up, I realized that we hate this particular party. So I am automatically a member of this party.
Oh, okay. So we grew up meeting this party. It's like a family.
It's a family reunion. Like, it keeps going. It's a tradition that keeps going.
Okay. So the child is also allowed. So it's like I grew up in Presby. Okay, so I wouldn't even allow my child to join any other church, but actually, we are Presbyterian, so we have to continue the tradition.
I mean, what Anna was saying, I just remembered my family, because my family is a purely NDC family. My father is a strong NDC man.
You are saying it like that.
and I mean, growing up, because of what Anna just said, my aunties, my uncles,
you must wear.
Not even wear, but this same political party is like everybody must belong to this same political party. So it's like a transition. So you grow up like this is.
And then very soon you become some MP. When you get there, remember us. So, God, we started with you like this, so when you get to the province, let us know.
Even Pastor Ike, as an adult, I don't like politics. And I tell people for free that I don't entertain politics.
Okay.
Yes, it is their human right that they have the right to go into any political party. But I told them, I said, but personally myself, I will not advise.
Okay.
And even my children, I tell them, my children that I teach them on Sundays. Okay. I tell them that, I mean, don't be. Like, you want to be a politician and the rest. Yes, someone might say that, okay, was Daniel not a prime minister? Yes, he was a prime minister, but I'm not saying that vow for it
Because they aspire to become for president
it. Yes,
and all that.
It's true. Me, I tell people that I didn't know being how politicians I would have, but just that it will taint you because I'm putting my Christianity in question. Because I know that with the kind of politics that we have in our country, if I go, it will taint my Christianity, and I'll be forced to condone and also to succumb to certain things.
The way you see, my people won't
forgive.
So I think the reason for this particular topic is that about a month ago, last month or so, I had a dream, a very serious dream, which I didn't understand. But that same day, I understood the dream. I mean, so around 2 a.m., I woke up from the dream that, and in the dream, I was on a site where people were working. They were building something for me. And then I went out, yes, they were building something. Either they were building a wall or something. So I entered the room. When I came back, I think I was in the room for a while. When I came back, I saw a truck going. And then the workers were standing. They were not working anymore. So I asked why they were not working. And then one of them said to me that, honorable, he used the word honorable. Honorable came to pick the cement. And then the cement blocks that he needs them. So I asked, who is honorable? Then they pointed to the van that was going up. That was honorable who came to pick the cement blocks and things. And then he left off. Suddenly, I woke up. Now, when I woke up, I didn't understand But my mind went to the fact that maybe the church that I'm trying to build, somebody is trying to spoil it. So maybe honorable. So because the building blocks perhaps are the children and the church members and all them. So in the morning around that same day, in the morning, I think I couldn't even sleep again. So I was just praying till the morning passed. So just around 6 a.m. I was there when I heard brass band. Do you see? And then the brass band, you know, this Saturday, Sunday morning, brass, pom pom, pom pom. So, and then I, some ambulance too. So the people, some people were talking in the area that, oh, mama no we who, the woman has died though. But I don't know who the person, but because of gossip, I want to know who the woman was. So I climb up to find out which woman has died. They didn't come to inform me and I'm going to bury the woman. But to my amazement, it was not even an ambulance, but it was children dressed in political t-shirts and they have this brass band and then they were making noise and then they were passing. So it's like to create awareness in the area that so-and-so wants to become the MP for the area. That was when I understood the dream that the children are now being used for this. And I thought of it so much and the thing ministered to me that if we allow the children, if we allow the children, see, because for me, my point is these people cannot vote. These people cannot do anything. So if you have 10,000 children following you, it doesn't mean anything. Yes, it doesn't mean anything. That is why I want us to talk extensively about it and make children aware that whatever is happening, it will not benefit them in any way. Do you understand? It will not benefit them in any way. Now, let's look at, let me ask you, why must we refrain or discourage children from involving themselves in politics? Why is it not sound?
Well, thank you, Pastor Ike, because they don't even understand
what is going on.
Mm. And what is actually involved in politics.
Okay.
They don't understand.
Are you sure that children don't understand?
Yes, in the sense that if you are being involved,
okay,
what do you know about even being a parliamentarian? What goes in? What okay. are their duties? Because if you were a child and you don't know, and it comes to vote for me, you shouldn't look at what has been done.
Okay.
What is the track record? But because they don't understand, oh, then we are, because they're giving us money.
Yeah, or some lunch.
Lunch and the rest, then, oh, then we are all what? Following. Mm. So a lot of children don't even understand it.
Okay.
They don't understand. They tell politics is just about following a campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And wearing their t-shirts.
T-shirts.
And making us, like you said, brass band and dancing. To them it's like, oh, it's a sort of entertainment, let's enjoy ourselves. I mean, we are idle, so let's go and share
honorable
jama.
Honorable say we share jollof.
Yeah, we share jollof.
Honorable say we share jollof and new t-shirts.
Yes,
so.
Yes. And I also believe that an adult understand what he or she is doing.
Okay.
Because that is why even to become a president you have to be 40 years.
No, I think it's more than 40.
It's more than 40.
I'm sure it's almost 40.
So if he tells you that I'm not 40 years. So if he tells you even to
hard
be
luck,
a
hard
oh,
luck.
Hard luck, so he tells you even to be a president of this nation, you have to be at a certain age.
Yes, I think you should be 40.
Yes, you'll be 40 and 40 and above. And if you look at their ages, their age and being the president, because they've gone through a lot of processes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've been educated, they know what they must do. But as a child, you don't know anything.
Mm.
You don't even know the constitution itself.
Exactly.
I call a child and ask that, what is article, maybe two sections.
Well, you don't even ask them what is pollination, you are saying article.
Yes, I mean, they don't even know the constitution. They don't have no idea about it, but they see that they are following politics. Mm. So, for me, I would never encourage it, and it's not good because you don't even know it.
Okay, Okay, you see, yes. The Bible tells us that children are a gift from the Lord.
Children are a gift from God, exactly.
And I don't know why God will give you a gift if you will not be able to take care of it.
Mm.
At a point in your life, you were a gift to your mother.
Okay.
But it gets to a point again as you grow that you have to leave your mother and your father, that mm-hmm. you go to a place that the Lord will show you.
Okay.
When Abraham was up to a certain age, it was God himself who brought him out of his own kindred.
Okay.
Because at that point in his life, he understood, God realized that he had the understanding.
Mm.
And understanding is very simple.
Okay.
When you know why, you know how.
Okay.
But you become a gift to your mother because at that point, you don't even understand what you're left from your right.
Mm.
So you are supposed to be under the care of another person. So that person happens to take many decisions on your behalf.
Mm.
So it's your mother or your dad's responsibility to vote on your behalf. So okay. his or her vote is what will affect you.
Mm.
But when you get to that age that you have to, you also have to go. So I believe that if God is telling us that children are gifts from him, it means that at that point in our lives, he wants us to take certain decisions on behalf of the children. That is why we have to train up a child the way he should go.
Mm.
So that when we go, that child goes, he will not depart from it.
Okay.
So at that point, you still need training. But it gets to a point that training, even the Bible tells us that as babes, we should desire the sincere word of God so we can grow thereby.
Yeah.
You see. So at that point in the child's life, he's been fed. He's been guided.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody who is being guided, can you imagine a sheep leading a shepherd?
It's
very hard. You see, so yeah. I think this is one of the reasons why children, they don't even understand what is happening.
Mm.
So why then are they supposed to take a decision on something they don't even know
understand.
How?
I also feel that it is even a case. Okay, from the Bible, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, let me read 16 and 17. Bible says that, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child, okay, and thy princes eat in the morning. And 17 says, blessed art thou, O king, O land, when thy king is a son of nobles, and thy princes eat in due season for strength, and not for drunkenness. Okay. But I think the first one is the one that hit me hard. It says that, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child. Okay. So this particular politics is mainly government.
Yeah.
To govern. And we are involving the children. Let's even put aside the fact that people are not even eating, but they've been forced to go and vote. But you are trying to open the child's eye to something that is above them. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then the child now rises, okay, up. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. You are not trying to put the child in a place that he shouldn't be. You are trying to make that child a king. And Bible says when the child becomes a king to that particular land, it's a curse. Okay. So I think that it is not good. Let's even draw the line that it is not good. Young people listening to us this morning. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3 and Generation 419. You are listening wherever you are. It is not good. It is not healthy as a child to be involved in politics, following honorable, wearing political t-shirts, tying your head with some colored scarf, all in the name of this is your family party and all that. You are not 18, number one. Number two, you cannot vote. Number three, you don't have voters' ID card. Okay. Now, whatever decision is taken by your parents, if it will affect you, it will affect you. If it will not affect you, it will not affect you. Okay. So wherever you are, I want you to understand that we are even coming into the dangers of following these political parties. Yes, they are dangers of, you can, even your parents can attest to that. And I think in recent time we've been hearing this person shot, this person has been attacked, this person, and all is in the political arena is seen and all that. Okay. Recently there was one of these campaign in my area and there were gunshots.
Yeah.
I mean serious one. Yes. So you would just die free of charge, if I should use that well. I also saw on the TV about a certain constituency where two political parties clashed. And then, as part of the report that was, one of the children, had a cat. Okay, so it is the children that suffers. You following, shouting, honorable. We no go sit down, make them cheat with. What are you being cheated of?
I was like, you see, this even as adults, okay, I believe in voting.
Okay.
Because it helps to some extent.
Yes, it's your civic responsibility to vote.
You have to.
Yes, so if you're above 18, we want to encourage you to vote. You must. You must vote and vote wise. The people don't vote wise. They vote for all the 10 people that they love, all of them. No, you must vote for only one person.
Yes. And also, I believe that the fact that you like a certain political party doesn't call for argument. Everybody is entitled to an opinion.
Okay.
So when somebody doesn't understand your side, there's no need to argue. Mm-hmm. On 7 December, when that day is come, you just go there, vote, and that is it. Mm-hmm. Okay. But maybe, because Pastor Ike, we are in this country and such things are even affecting people's profession.
Okay.
Because you happen to join this party and because of that, your livelihood tends to...
It's like you are seen as...
Yes.
You are...
And when this party comes into power, I mean, you can't go to school for maybe 10 years, 8 years. Your mother has invested so much in you, thinking that at the end of the day, you also come and help. Mm. Then you tend to lose your profession just because you decided to follow a certain political party. When there are other avenues for you to make money, or maybe even do something worthwhile.
Mm.
So the fact that you are joining a certain political party doesn't mean that you should just shut everybody down. You should just mock other people.
But I want to tell the children that they cannot join a political party.
No, you can't.
You can, where you are, you see, even your pep, so then somebody buys it for you. the slippers you wear, your shoe, socks, somebody buys it for you. Okay. So I don't see the need for you to argue, okay, about a manifesto you don't understand. Look, we are
talking about, and it's full of word salad.
Yes, we are talking about RME that you can't even pass. Look at how WASI results are released, and people can't eat BC results. People cannot eat and all that. And so, if you cannot understand BC to write and pass, and you are trying to understand manifesto written by
it's full of word salads. You know,
very
sometimes
big words.
You take it and you don't even see what
even
is happening.
People who went to school find it very difficult to understand. And sometimes I wonder where those words come from. I mean, you see the way
just to confuse you.
Yeah, they to be like, but we all went to school. Recently, when the National Maths and Science quiz, then I think somebody came to me and said, did we all study the same science? I said, yeah, we all did the same science. They might say, how come I'm not able to answer one of the questions?
The question they asked, you won't even see in the textbook.
No.
I was streaming online and they were asking questions. Like joking, we do science or what? Yeah, why don't you see the question for the thing inside?
All right, guys, let's now talk about how politics, affected children. Now, in the Bible, let's look at some examples in the Bible and how politics affected them. Hannah, let me start with you.
Hey, Pastor Ike, we can look at Matthew chapter 2.
Matthew 2:2-3. Shall I read or you read?
Okay, please, I'll read.
Okay.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 2 to 3,
mm-hmm.
saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews?
Okay.
For we have seen a star in the east, and we come to worship him.
Mm-hmm.
When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him.
Mm.
This is a little baby who has been born. This scripture talks about Jesus.
An innocent Jesus.
He's somewhere. He hasn't called anybody. And three wise men happen to see a star and decide to follow him to go and worship him. Herod just heard about this and he decided that he's killing everybody.
Mm.
All the little child under a certain age. Pastor Ike, for all you know, there was a baby among these children who could have done even better than Peter. How do we know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see?
Yeah.
And if it's not because Jesus' kingdom was not of this earth, but it came directly from God, and God had to redirect them to go into another place,
okay,
where would our salvation be by mm-hmm. now?
Mm. Mm.
Where would we stand as Christians? Would we have had eternity even in mind?
Mm.
You see?
Yeah.
So, politics, and it's the same people too who did everything to kill Jesus.
So, Herod, you know. It's Herod, yeah, sorry, that's, so Herod was not happy because Jesus was born.
Just because he's a king.
He's a king. You see, and even king, even let's even come down a little. Like in our towns, like this manche, some ni or safache or some wool or mobi in some area or some nana in the area. It's about, you see, for me, I don't understand. And I start to be corrected, but sometimes I ask myself that of what benefit is a king, you see, in a certain small area. Do you see that, I mean, suddenly it's like everybody, people must be killed. Do you, I mean, there are some people when we say they are kings. I mentioned that this person is a king. Some people too. Yeah, but you see, in our area too, everybody is a king. I mean, the moment you have a certain name, you are a king. I mean, do you understand? So what it is that Herod wasn't happy because Jesus was, and that's also a form of politics.
Yes.
Politics is just striving for power. Do you understand? And somebody opposing
the other person.
Yes, and so like, there's this friction.
So to Herod, he thought he had a competitor.
Okay.
He saw Jesus as a potential competitor.
And this is a child, though.
This is a child.
And this is politics affecting baby Jesus. Let's even say around that time, I mean, we know what Jesus was coming to do. He himself, he knows him as we born. But let's even say this is just a normal child born who doesn't know anything. But by virtue of being born around a certain political era, you are affected. So, young people listening to me, you may be affected because you follow some honorable to go and do campaign somewhere. And suddenly, somebody got angry.
And saw you in a party t-shirt.
Yes. Saw you in a party t-shirt. Somebody can attack you just because you are wearing a certain political party t-shirt. Or somebody was angry. They shared the jollof. Instead of him getting the real jollof, he had cancer. He wasn't happy. And you are eating the jollof, broke a bottle, and then just stab you.
That is the end.
Okay. So, this is maybe this. Because of Jesus, people were being killed. People were... And people killed, were killed, actually. Children killed... And even the Jesus that they were after, he managed to escape.
Yes.
Look at all that Jesus taught us afterwards. I mean, he's the only person who came from heaven to tell us how heaven is like.
It looks like
the things that we have to do in order to go to heaven. How, like, the thing that what we must seek first, even in our life.
Mm.
So, if they destroyed all these things, what would have been of us? Like,
if
what would
if
have happened?
If Jesus is tied, like if Jesus. If I was born around the same time Jesus was,
yes,
like, I wouldn't be alive. From 0 to 2. Yes, 0 to 2. So even people that were born a year before Jesus, they killed them. So because you are following a certain political party, something can happen, some accident, maybe you are in this van shouting.
Yes.
And you see, as they are in the car, they do a lot of things. So
yes.
See them, they just can't control themselves. Then the honorable himself, no. Yes, and there's some AC. And then the children running, crossing the road and all that.
Yes. I mean, Pastor Ike, I mean, some few weeks ago, we all saw something. We heard it on the radio, even television, a certain constituency. And two political parties were, everyone's won their peace walk. And at that point, it became a riot.
Supposed peace work has ended in a clash.
Yes.
And children.
And when I watched the television, I mean, you could see people throwing bottles, throwing stones, gunshots. And I'm like, if you were a child, you had been following them. Because it was a peace walk. And a peace walk, because it's a community something, they'll tell you, oh, maybe they are going for health work. And you see this brass band thing.
I've been screen fiamwe. But a child at the age of 8 years now, what screening do you need?
Yes. And even in such vicinities, you know how the children are so open to certain things. So yeah, they'll follow them.
They follow.
And so imagine this clash that came, and there were children there.
Did you see the small boy?
Yes, I saw it. I mean, I was like, look at a small boy.
And I'm sure he doesn't even know what was happening.
Yes.
Anna. The same small boy, mm-hmm. if you happen to tell this child to come for rehearsals,
yeah, the mother
will tell you that he can't leave come. Accra to the destination.
Yes.
But really. This child can follow a political party to maybe 3 or 4 towns after where he's staying.
Mm. They do. Because if you take a particular constituency, it's a different places yeah. coming together to form the, and so they move from town to town to town to do the policy. If it has to be church and rehearsals or church and you see parents, elections have come, they are kidnaping people and this,
they
and
my child cannot
stay for long. And recently I had a program at night. In the evening, I think I even closed somewhere. You were there. You came to. I closed around 9. Children's convention, 9 o'clock. Parents calling. Hey, election has come. They are coming to arrest the children. They will rape them. And a whole lot. You are these same children. They do other things after 9.
Yes, but yeah. like it's true. Even what you said. I think last week or so, I mean, one parent called me, and I think they came to clean the church and. She called me like it's almost 8 o'clock, and I mean, and as a reason was that we are in an election year, so it's very dangerous for children to be even late at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize. So which means that this parent knows the dangers.
Yeah,
associated with when it's getting to political politics and even election year. So when she said that, quickly, oh mommy, I'm very sorry for. Keeping to kick it out. I wasn't even around, so yeah. I had to call one that let this child go because the mother is asking of him. So you could see that there are so many dangers that things happen. I mean, what I saw on television was very, very Pastor Peter, appalling.
So tell us another person who was affected in the Bible by politics.
Oh, okay. In Exodus chapter 2, verse 11.
Exodus 2:11.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why about Moses.
Moses.
And yes, Moses, unlike Jesus, was not told that he's going to be a king.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Bible, you realize that when the then Pharaoh, when Joseph was around and he interpreted the dream to Pharaoh, and he just sent a petition that his family should come to Egypt. So they gave a part called Goshen. That was where they were living.
Okay.
It's like the outskirts of the land, Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
But Joseph died, and the other Pharaoh also died, and a new Pharaoh came. And the new Pharaoh didn't go to the archives as to what Joseph did for the people of Egypt.
I know I'm aware, so no, I'm from Kakra because my children that they are listening.
I mean, the
to
records, me. The records.
So these people in class 3 that is the archives.
I want to come in. I have always been wondering why a king will come who will not want to know anything about his past.
But it's the same thing that is happening here. Do you understand?
Okay.
So if those days kings come and they don't read, how come we also have kings these days? Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Who sell land and do other things without thinking about the people who come in the future?
Right.
So as a king there, the moment they both say you are a king, everything is for you. So you don't care who has been before you, who is coming after. You just save your life. So wow. It didn't start now. It started from the Bible days.
I tell you, Pastor. Okay, so I mean, and you know, God promised
but
Abraham.
Not to say that there are some kings who read.
Oh yes.
Very intelligent.
Oh yes.
Intelligent.
I mean, yes.
Okay. I think the recent kings that we are, I think recently the House of Chiefs.
Yes.
They voted.
To be after that.
No, I think he lost the election.
He lost the election
to one EB, and I don't know his name properly.
Our kings are very educated.
Went to school. Very educated.
Very educated. Very, very educated.
Only few people don't do this thing. I mean, they say they are chiefs. They don't read again.
So basically, back to the Bible story.
Yeah, Moses and Pharaoh.
So you realize that the Israelites were outgrowing the numbers in Egypt.
Okay.
And the male child were very strong. Mm-hmm. So Pharaoh was very afraid.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, fine, if that is the case, then every male child who is born. I mean, that was the instruction he gave to the midwives.
Okay.
That every male child born should be killed.
Okay.
And you could see that he was afraid.
He was afraid.
And God has already promised that the Israelites are going to be great.
Mm.
So you could see that even though Moses was not really sponsored to be a king, but for the fact that he was a male child and there was a king called Pharaoh, thinking that they are going to outgrow them. So look at the instructions he gave that they should kill every young boy.
Mm.
But you know, you can't, when God establishes something, you who are you to counteract what God is saying? So like maybe like Jesus' own, Moses was preserved, and unfortunately he was even found in the palace of Pharaoh.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. So what we are reading, I think in Exodus 2:2,
yes,
Bible says when Moses was born, his parents saw that he was a goodly child.
Yes.
Do you see? He was a good. So young people, listen to me. You are a goodly child.
Yes.
Okay. You are a goodly child, and the aim of this discussion is to hide you.
Yes.
The Bible says he was hidden for 3 months.
Yes.
Okay. So because look, a certain Pharaoh is seeking for your life.
Yes.
A certain politician, even the politician himself doesn't understand what he's doing.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm not even sure, Hannah and Peter, I'm not even sure that these politicians, they will allow their children.
Not at all.
To follow them.
Not at all.
To do such things.
Not at all.
They will ask their children to stay home.
Yes.
You don't even see their children, but they use other people's children. If you want to do an advert, use your child.
Yes.
Do you understand? But you see, you use other people's children, organize the people. And you see, our children, our children from a certain area.
For them
alone, is the jollof.
Yes.
If honorable can afford jollof,
yes,
and pure water,
I tell you,
because as they are working, some of them, where to get their meal from is even a problem.
So even the parent even pushes them.
Yes, your people are,
yes,
your people have come. So and then you see them following all in the name of politics and all that. But we are saying categorically, we are telling you the truth that as a child, politics is not good for you. Don't involve yourselves in campaign.
Yes.
Do you understand? Following the people, because anything can happen. Your life is in danger.
Yes.
As you are following them, and because for them, if there's any fight,
yes,
they just sit in their V8 or V6.
And if they have security personnel.
Yes.
So quickly they'll be protected.
And we've heard several times about something, then there was,
yes, a gunshot, yes.
Something, then there was, it's just common everywhere. So dear politician listening to me, dear parents listening to me, let us not involve the little ones.
Yes.
Okay, because the little ones cannot help us in any way.
Yes.
The children cannot help. I found that scripture in Proverbs.
Yes.
Proverbs chapter 13. Verse 29, it says that there be three things which go well. Yea, four are comely in going. Number one, 30 said, a lion which is the strongest among the beasts, and turning not far away for any. 31 says that a greyhorn and he goat also, and a king against whom there is no rising up.
Wow.
Okay, so a king with also is like a king, nobody. So the all the people, Nipabaya 2 million who have gathered, they are all singing your praises, honorable. Honorable. So as you are coming, you are and some of the campaigns
as wow.
Sika and Nihu.
Yes.
There is no man. You see some of the campaigns, it's like obituary you see on the wall. If the people when we're young, we used to read obituary. Now, I grew up from a certain environment, so we used to read over. We used to attend funeral very well. So when you read, you look at Mr.
The Chief Mourners
Usu,
yes,
into bracket US.
Yeah, you see children.
Yeah, the children. You see US, Germany, anything outside Accra, outside Ghana, and even the one in Ghana, Accra, he works at Nestle.
Yes.
Or Sergina Kolebu. You can see that this funeral, there's oil.
Yes.
And there's another obituary. When you look at it, I mean, the person who has done well
Yeah.
He's an assemblyman. Yeah, no, this one. This particular funeral, the money is not inside. It's a hippie funeral, so we don't go. So there are, you can assess that some of these political, the children, they follow them, but they don't give them anything.
Oh.
There's no money. The children, they come back hungry and all that. So children, I think we should understand what is happening. Hannah.
Pastor Ike, you see, as a child, too, obscurity is important.
Okay.
There is a time in your life.
What is obscurity?
It's like a time that you have to be hidden.
Okay.
I mean, Jesus came from heaven, a street that is full of gold.
Yeah.
But he was supposed to be born in a manger.
Okay.
Because that was the only place that he could be hid from the people who wanted to kill him, you see. And you keep asking yourself that, so from that age till 30 that he went to Jordan, that John the Baptist baptized him and everything, what was happening?
Yeah.
Was he at his father's shop? Was he at the carpentry shop? He could go to the temple, talk with them, but during that time he wasn't manifesting himself that
I am
the Son of God.
It's true.
Until he went, he opened the books and he said, today this scripture will be fulfilled. So there's a time for everything in your life. A time comes that you are not entitled to certain things, but a time will come too that thing will be right for you to
So young people, we are hiding you. What we are doing actually is that we are campaigning that you see, and when you see children who don't do this thing we are talking, say, hey, they are the dadabies. Hey, they yes, we want you to become a dadabie.
That's all.
Okay. Now, quickly, our time is running up. Now, let's look at what children must not do.
Okay.
As we are approaching election, what children must not do.
Okay.
Okay, so a child is supposed to say, okay, so you people are saying that we shouldn't go. So what at all should we do and what should we not do?
Well, yes, that's Pastor nice. Peter. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:1 that a false balance is an abomination to the Lord.
Okay.
And I would say that children must set their priorities right.
All right.
You must know what is best and what is right that you should do. So as a child, you should know that I am not supposed to be involved in political campaign.
Yeah.
Now.
Election time, don't go there.
Yes. Don't go.
You have no voters. Stay at home and watch TV.
Yes.
Watch the thing on TV.
Yes. And so what you must do is that, what shouldn't I do during that time? I should stay at home.
Yeah, stay home.
I have books to read. Even if you don't have books to read, at least you have a family that you can mingle with.
Yeah, your family needs you.
Yeah, your family needs you, and your life is precious to Christ, to your pastor, to your family. Everybody needs you. So don't go to such areas, be at the polling center trying to go and observe. No, you are not a party agent.
No. You are not a party agent.
When they are arguing at home, you are not supposed to be party.
Yes. Recently, not recently, for some time ago, it's funny but serious. A boy came to church, you see, and then they brought him to my office and all that. We're talking. One of the things I love to ask children is what they want to be in future. This guy told me that he wants to become a polling agent. Asked him why. Polling agent. Asked him why. He said, a certain man is in their area. The man became a polling agent and he bought flat screen. What I did to him. You see, but I have to explain to him that, look, polling agent is not even a profession. If it is, it also happens every four years. I mean, he was confidently telling me he wants to become a polling agent. Okay. So, this thing, and we've had various elections where violence, a whole lot, people dying, in the process and all that. So, guys, we need you alive. Children, we need you alive. Anna, yes, tell the children what...
I think that young people, one thing we should also learn is... You see, I always tell people, young people, when I get a chance to talk to them, is that you should learn. Study your books. But one of the books that should be very important to you is the Bible.
Yeah.
Because wisdom will take you where money cannot take you.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. And wisdom is not the application of knowledge. Wisdom is the application of biblical knowledge. What you learned... The Bible story that you learned, the lessons you derive from it, as you live on in life, you apply it in your life. Okay, so if there's something that can never be taken from you, it is the word of God. And if the issues of life to come, it is the word of God that will sustain you. So instead of being involved in all these things, why don't you graduate from a personal quiet time to a Bible study? Take a character in the Bible and say, I am studying about this person, everything that the person did, and see how your life will turn out to be.
we are not saying that people shouldn't join politics. We are talking to children.
Yes.
Yeah, we are not saying that it's not saying that some guys we came to sit on the radio when they came, they were saying that it is not good to join politics. If you are not a child, you are entitled to your own
opinion.
So yes, we cannot tell you don't join politics.
Yes.
But we are campaigning for the children to be hidden in this era.
Yes.
Okay, so the truth is that you don't have voter ID card.
Yes.
Your vote doesn't matter.
Yes.
You are not 18 years. Yes. Stay home. Ask politics who is coming, who is going, who is staying, who is what. Has nothing to do with you.
Yes.
I think the wisest thing to do was when Paul said that, pray for the kings.
Yes.
And for all that are in authority.
Yes.
So this is what you should be doing.
Yes.
Okay. You should pray. You see, because whether you like NDCO, you don't like MPPO, you don't like CPP,
PPP.
LPG,
the GUM,
yeah. Charlie GUM, yeah. GUM, yeah, that's the party. So, what if you don't like them, it won't change anything.
Yes.
You see, that is the wisdom. It's like you are in the school, you don't like the headmaster. It won't do anything.
Yeah.
It won't change the school.
Yes.
Okay. So, what you should do is that you should pray that as election is coming, there should be peace.
Yes.
Okay, we are all praying for peace and order. So join for the peace that we are praying for.
Yes.
Because if the country is in disarray,
yes,
is unstable and all that, it will affect all of us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And we are praying against it.
Yes.
Okay. I think one of the programs that we'll do before election, when I come on air, I will open the phone lines and you call and then you pray for the country. You pray for election and we'll do that before election time. So Pastor Peter, your final words to the children listening to us.
Yes. So Pastor Ike, the Bible say that pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
All
like
right.
We're talking about prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So as Pastor Ike said that rather you should pray for the kings and those in authority. Mm. Pray that even their decisions will not affect your Christianity.
Exactly.
Will not affect your school and the rest.
Mm.
And my final words to young people out there is that stay home, stay safe, read your Bible, develop a personal relationship with God.
Yeah.
Use the characters in the Bible and learn from their experience. You have Joseph, you have Daniel, you can learn from them and apply it in your life.
Hallelujah.
And your life will never be the same again.
Amen. God bless you so much, Pastor Peter. Auntie Anna, your final words to our children listening. It's just unfortunate our time is up.
Yeah.
God willing, next week we'll be here. Okay. Again, right in the studio.
Because I hear it. Yes. Learns from the Bible that the heart of a king is in the hands of God.
Mm.
I would prefer to go to the one who's holding the heart of a king than to go to the king.
Yeah.
So if there is somebody that they will talk to, it's best they talk to God. And he's the one who will direct our path.
Wow.
So it's hard, it's tough, but God will see us through.
Amen.
And until all is said and done, I tell all children that it's best they keep to their books, to their Bibles, and develop a relationship with God. Because if your spirit fails in the day of adversity, you had no strength.
Develop a good relationship with God and the Holy Spirit. God bless you, young people. Once again, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3. Forgive us, we've not been able to allow you to call in to send your messages and other, but God willing, next week we will. You see, the discussion is so much, we have so much to discuss, only that, but what we are saying is that keep yourself away from politics. Yes, keep yourself away from campaign, keep yourself away from places where there are violence. Okay, by the grace of God, I can say that I've never wore any political t-shirt before. Never. I've not even used it as a rag in my home before. Okay. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't join. But when you grow up and you fail to join politics, you can. All right. But now Bible says that Moses was hidden for 3 months. Jesus was hidden. Every good child, every goodly child that has something he's carrying, the person is hidden. And we are advocating that you will stay home. Okay. As election is approaching, don't go out, argue with friends, you and your classmates. You are arguing about whether a certain political party win or lose. Before we see, somebody is bringing out knife fighting and all that, and we will hear a bad news. But we pray for you that may God keep you, may God guide you, and may God shield you. Once again, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3, and this is Generation 419. I want to say again that today is my bishop's birthday, Bishop Eric Kobina Asare. He is my bishop in the Sowetum Cathedral. Bishop Eric, God bless you so much on behalf of the Sowetum Council, Sowetum Cathedral. We want to say we love you on behalf of Anakazu Assemblies and everybody. We want to say we love you. God bless you so much for being my pastor. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for counseling me. Thank you for the rebukes. Thank you for everything that you have added to my life to make me as I am. And God willing, tomorrow we'll meet at church. Surely, there will be a cutting of cake. So if you are in Sowetum, you want cake to eat and order, try as much as possible and join us tomorrow in our services. I'm sure when they share the cake there, by all means, you'll get some to eat. So God bless you so much, every young person listening to us. This has been your regular host, and my name is Pastor Ike. Have a good week. God bless you.
I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. No. I am the first and not the last. Through the one who loves me, I have the